Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
This is the iTricks.com Magic Stars podcast for the week ending August 6th, 2009. I'm Justin Robert Young. Coming up later in our newsmaker interview, we have Wayne Houchin talking about a new, very, very cool fundraiser he's doing in support of Dean Dill's recovery from cancer. But first, the news. The big story this week were the FISM winners. Yes, the big magic competition out there in Beijing finally came to an end. And the big winners were Soma and Sean Farquhar, who won the Grand Prix Awards for stage and close-up, respectively. Big, big, big applause for the two of them. Although Sean Farquhar's week was not done. We'll get into that in the story after this. But first, here are the big winners. In Comedy Magic, there was no first place awarded, but second place went to Binoff and Lejeune from Sweden. Mentalism, there was no first place awarded, but there was a tie for second with Nikolai Friedrich and Rob and Emil from the Netherlands. Stage Illusions were Julius Frank from Germany taking first place. In General Magic, it was Soma from Hungary. Manipulation, it was a tie for first place with Yo Keto from Japan and Han Seo Hyoi from Korea. An invention, it went to Jorge Luego from Spain. The most original act was Charming Choi from Korea. Micro Magic, the first place was not awarded, but second place went to Vittorio Belloni from Italy. In cards, it was Sean Farquhar from Canada taking first place. And in Parlor Magic, first place was the UK's own Mark Oberon. The other big news coming out of FISM was the confirmation of the long-rumored announcement that Blackpool will host the next FISM competition. However, as we mentioned before, Sean Farquhar's week was not done as an online firestorm of controversy erupted after he took home the Grand Prix prize. It all started when Magic Blog, Weekly Magic Failure, and the man who writes the site, Roland, ran a very, very snarky post tearing in to the originality of Farquhar and specifically citing a routine by Russ Stevens that uses the same Sting song, Shape of My Heart, that has become Farquhar's signature. This is a quote from that post. Unfortunately, that grinning, pompous bastard got it, and if he doesn't brag enough about the other 40 prizes he got in the past, this will be the laurels he will rest on. I can see him jumping around and singing, I don't need a likable character. I've got awards, and I'm better than you. End quote. Mudslinging is nothing new to this industry, of course, and especially it's only magnified online. The only reason why we posted it on iTricks is because it was sent to us a couple times, and it seemed like there was enough of a reaction that it justified it. Boy, were we right. The comments on that post have really been more interesting than the original information by far, including responses from both Russ Stevens and Sean Farquhar, as well as a few FISM judges. So go ahead and check out the whole thing for yourself on iTricks. We posted the Stevens and Farquhar responses themselves as their own post, but you guys make the decision. It should not, though, take away from all the hard work that people put in to put on FISM Beijing. It seems like things went off without a hitch, so we offer our heartiest congratulations to everybody who made it happen. In non-FISM news, the Druid Master, Keith Berry, collapsed on stage in a bout of nausea during the final performance on his Direct from Vegas show in Dublin, Ireland. This from the Herald. Quote, I was feeling sick all day, said Berry. I'm still not sure exactly what it was, either a bad case of food poisoning or a gastric bug, but I'm getting over it now. It was in the middle of my second act where I have this piece of paper in a balloon and I had to run off stage and vomit. Ever the gamer, Barry returned for an encore trick. Our lone hope for magic on America's Got Talent, Drew Thomas, advanced to the round of 20 on the show this Wednesday. He cruised on the merit of a performance where he locked his dancers in a box. They apparently turned into the people that were locking him up, and then he appeared behind the judges. It's a great act, and it looks way better than I'm describing it. So why don't you go ahead to iTricks, play the video, and root on Drew. The Orlando-based illusionist is now our only hope to get an America's Got Talent Magic Champion. This week, John Calvert turned 98 years old. Man, he is still performing well, by the way. And he's, by definition, better than you. Cheers to Mr. Calvert, man. Here's to another 98 years from everybody here at iTrix. Even though it's not been acknowledged by the official powers that be at Darren Brown headquarters, never say iTrix doesn't do the homework for you. We've got some of the 2010 tour dates for the Darren Brown Show Enigma, which just wrapped up in the West End, but will again be going back on tour next year. It looks like from the various theaters, they appear to be retouring around February through April. We have dates in Crowley at the Hath, the 23rd and 27th of February, in Southampton at the Mayflower, 15th through the 17th in March, and in Belfast at the Waterfront Hall, the 12th through the 14th in April. The downside of this is that we still cannot tell you how good the show is in detail. You'll have to hunt down those tickets for next year based on our general recommendation alone. With those three venues quite a distance apart, it may point that more shows in between could be popping up. So, keep it on iTrix. Which brings us to our newsmaker interview. Wayne Houchin joins us. Here he is.
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
It is great to have you on, and it's even better to have you on because we're going to be talking about a really, really cool thing you're doing with WayneHouchin.com. So I'll just let you get right into it. There's a reason why people should be visiting your site this week more than any other. Why is it?
Yes, absolutely. Last week, we all found out that Dean Dill has cancer, and so basically what's happening is we're doing a fundraiser through the site, through WayneHouchin.com, for the next week through Thursday the 13th. 100% of the money that's generated from all sales on the site is going to be donated directly to Dean and his family to help pay for costs and, you know, the hardships of dealing with something like that. So that's everything. That's shipping costs. Every penny that comes in through WayneHouchin.com over the course of the next week is going to go straight to Dean. So that's what's going on.
Now, how does something like this come up for you? I mean, were you close with Dean, beforehand, or?
You know what? Funnily enough, not really. Dean and I have spoken over the phone a couple times, but I didn't ever really know him personally, and that's something that I hope to remedy in the future. What I do know about Dean is that he's an unbelievably nice guy. He's incredibly talented, and we have many mutual friends. I have many friends who really look up to him, and I know he's a sweet guy, and I was kind of shocked when I heard about his cancer last week, and then I saw that Hocus Pocus put up a little donation thing on their website where you can donate money, and I thought, you know what, that's a great idea. Because like I said, I have so many friends that are, you know, that really look up to Dean and what he's done for the art of magic, and there's so many of us that would like to help. So I thought, you know, week we're going to donate all the money and we're going to do this fundraiser. So that's pretty much how it came about.
Now, would you say that, I mean, this is something that maybe you'd like to see spread out over a couple sites, like, you know, everybody does something like this, or is there something that you kind of want to do?
I think it would be great. I think the more, the better. And that's one of the real benefits to being a part of such a tight community, as the magic community is that we all really have an opportunity to come together and make a difference in each other's lives, whether that's through magic or through friendship, through support. And this is, I think this is one of those opportunities.
Very, very cool. All right, WayneHouchin.com. Literally every cent spent on that site over the next week will go to Dean Dill and his recovery from cancer. But since we got here, Wayne, give us a little update on what you're up to. What is going on in the world of Houchin?
I've been quite busy lately, actually. You know, we just got done with the release of Art of Magic. So I've been dealing with, the tying up loose ends with that project. And the next big thing that I'm doing really is heading up to Toronto in Canada for Sorcerer's Safari at the end of August. So I'm kind of getting my stuff together for that and kind of getting into the camp mindset.
Yeah.
And getting real excited about seeing everybody and hanging out with the kids and just having a good time.
And you've done this for a couple years in a row now, right?
In my third year. I started a couple years ago, came in as a special guest, and I've been back every year since. And this year, Daniel Garcia is going to be the special guest. And, of course, Lee Asher, Aaron Fisher, Jason Dean, Sean Farquhar. I know I'm forgetting a million people. There's so many talented magicians that come up and just hang out with the kids and session and do magic and teach and swim and camp. It's a great time.
That sounds absolutely awesome. Is there anything different that you want to go in each year with something new to show off to the kids? Like, how does that thought evolve?
Oh, man. You mean, like, as far as...
Yeah, what you're bringing or...
performing?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine, like, a lot of these kids come back year after year after year.
Right.
So I assume there has to be some thought in a, especially a creative mind like yours, that I don't want to be, oh, it's just Wayne doing the same stuff.
Right. Well, certainly there's an element of that. And, you know, that's one of the things I learned very, very early on. Back when I was 12 or 13 years old, I heard someone told me that the difference between an amateur magician and a professional magician is an amateur magician performs different tricks for the same audiences, whereas a professional magician performs the same tricks for different audiences. And so as tempting as it is to try to come up with something new each year and go back, I've kind of spread out the few things that I've been performing for many, many years. What's really exciting, though, is that these same kids do come back, and so you grow with them. Each year you get to see them get better. Each year you get to see them jumping up on stage and, you know, spreading their wings and trying different styles. And so for me, that's what's really exciting and what's really fun about Sorcerer's Safari.
Well, that is very, very cool. And I'm sure that no matter how much, you bring or don't bring, everything that you perform and teach is highly polished, which I think you need to, because I'm not sure if you realize this, Wayne, but the kids these days, a lot of times not really shy to tell you what they think about...
certainly true, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Surely so. All right, so WayneAugin.com, of course, they have the whole big Dean Dill thing. Every single purchase this week goes all the money to Dean Dill's cancer recovery, and then you're on Twitter, right, at Wayne Augin?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. I'm officially tweeting, so if you haven't added
me yet... Up a storm, might I add. I really think, you do it well. There's one thing that I think is way underrated for Twitter, especially with people who are following you because they're a fan of your work and everything. You just do little pictures. You're just like, hey, I'm grilling out. Look at this awesome food I'm grilling out. I think that's good.
Yep.
I think not enough people do that.
Twitter's fun, it's easy too because that are following me in addition to fans.
Yeah.
So I it's easy to keep up with it and it's just do fun things, which of course the fans just love being a part of that personal life. So
yeah, and some people do it really well, like Blaine almost does it too well. Today he put a Twitter out of a video of him videotaping himself on an iPhone camera while driving a motorcycle without a helmet, which I think, I appreciate him, of course, revealing that little bit of his life, but, put on a helmet, Dave, jeez.
Right.
All right, well, thank you very, very much for taking the time out, Wayne.
No problem.
Of course, best of luck gathering money for Dean.
Absolutely.
All right.
One more big thank you to Wayne Augin. David Copperfield is in the land of Oz. Yes, Australia for the next few weeks. On the 8th, he is in the Acer Arena in Sydney, Australia, as well as the 9th. On the 10th, it's the Newcastle, Australia's own Newcastle Entertainment Center. The 12th, it's the Adelaide Entertainment Center in Adelaide, Australia, as well as the 13th, when we'll do another one of these podcasts and let you know where else he is in Australia. So check it out then, but not now. We're done. And that about wraps it up for this week's Magic Stars podcast. If you have a question or comment, please email show@itricks.com for a discussion of all the week's magic news, including all the names you've heard in the last few minutes. Make sure you add the iTricks Magic Week in Review to your iTunes subscriptions. For the iTricks.com Magic Stars podcast, I'm Justin Robert Young.
iTricks.com